This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome to the Cook's Corner. This is your reader, Barbara, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll be reading from the February-March 2024 Food Network magazine, and we're going to look at entrees today. The first is a steamed salmon with spicy ponzu sauce. It serves four. You'll need the following ingredients: sushi rice, skin-on salmon fillets, kosher salt, freshly ground pepper, some fresh ginger, large heads of baby bok choy, shiitake mushrooms with the stems removed and the calves halved, soy sauce, some finely grated lemon zest and some lemon juice, some fresh orange juice, mirin, sriracha or chili sauce, and some chopped fresh cilantro. Now, these are the specific amounts. 1.5 cups of sushi rice. 4 skin-on salmon fillets, about 6 ounces each. Kosher salt and freshly ground pepper. 1 1-inch piece of fresh ginger peeled and cut into thin matchsticks. 2 large heads of baby bok choy quartered through the stem. 4 ounces of shiitake mushrooms, the stems removed and the caps halved. 1/4 cup of soy sauce. 1 teaspoon of finely grated lemon zest plus 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. 2 tablespoons of fresh orange juice. 1 tablespoon of mirin, 1/2 to 2 teaspoons of sriracha or other chili sauce, and 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh cilantro. Cook the rice as the label directs. Set aside off the heat about 5 minutes, then fluff with a fork. Set a large bamboo or metal steamer basket over a pot of simmering water over medium heat. Season the salmon lightly with salt and pepper, and place the salmon skin side down in the basket. Scatter the ginger pieces evenly on top. Nestle the bok choy and mushrooms between the salmon pieces or on top if there's not enough room. Cover and steam until the salmon is just firm to the touch, 6 to 8 minutes, depending on the thickness. Meanwhile, make the ponzu sauce, stir together the soy sauce, lemon juice and zest, orange juice, mirin, sriracha, and cilantro in a small bowl. Divide the salmon and vegetables among shallow bowls, spoon the ponzu sauce on top, and serve with the rice. Now, per serving, calories are 630. There are 14 grams of fat. 3 of those are saturated. 97 milligrams of cholesterol. 1,168 milligrams of sodium. 68 grams of carbohydrates. 2 grams of fibers. 4 grams of sugar. And 55 grams of protein. Now, a review of the ingredients for the steamed salmon with spicy ponzu sauce, 1.5 cups of sushi rice, 4 skin-on salmon fillets, that's about 6 ounces each, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 1 1-inch piece of fresh ginger peeled and cut into thin matchsticks, 2 large heads of baby bok choy quartered through the stem, 4 ounces of shiitake mushrooms, the stems removed and the caps halved. 1/4 cup of soy sauce. 1 teaspoon of finely grated lemon zest plus 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of fresh orange juice, 1 tablespoon of mirin, 1 1/2 to 2 teaspoons of sriracha or other chili sauce, and 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh cilantro. Now we'll move to pickle chicken piccata. This serving is 4 servings. You're going to need thin, skinless, boneless chicken breast cutlets, 5 to 6 ounces each. Dill pickle seasoning such as Trader Joe's, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, all-purpose flour, extra virgin olive oil, unsalted butter, garlic cloves, some chopped dill pickles and pickle brine, low-sodium chicken broth, extra wide egg noodles, and some chopped fresh dill. Now, these are the specific amounts. 4 thin, skinless, boneless chicken breast cutlets, 5 to 6 ounces each. 1 1/2 teaspoons of dill pickle seasoning, such as Trader Joe's, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, some all-purpose flour that you will use for coating, 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, 4 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 3 cloves of garlic, thinly sliced, 1/4 cup of chopped dill pickles, plus 1/4 cup of pickle brine, 1 1/2 cups of low-sodium chicken broth, 6 ounces of extra wide egg noodles, and 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh dill. Bring a large saucepan of salted water to boil for the noodles. Pound the chicken cutlets between pieces of plastic wrap to about 1/4 inch thick. Cut each cutlet in half crosswise. Season with the dill pickle seasoning and some pepper. Spread some flour on a plate. Heat 1 tablespoon of olive oil in a large skillet over medium-high heat. Dredge half of the chicken in the flour, shaking off any excess. Add to the skillet and cook until lightly browned, 1 to 2 minutes per side. Remove to a plate. Repeat to dredge and cook the remaining chicken, adding the remaining 1 tablespoon of olive oil to the pan. Remove to the plate. Reduce the heat to medium. Add 1 tablespoon of butter to the pan and let melt. Add the garlic and chopped pickles and cook until sizzling, 30 seconds to a minute. Add the pickle brine and cook until reduced by half. Add the chicken broth and simmer until reduced by 1/3, 3 to 4 minutes. Cook the noodles in the boiling water as the label directs. Drain and toss with 1 tablespoon each of butter and chopped dill. Season lightly with salt and pepper. Add the chicken to the sauce and simmer to just heat through 1 to 2 minutes. Divide the noodles among plates and top with a chicken. Whisk the remaining 1 tablespoon of chopped dill and 2 tablespoons of butter into the sauce and spoon over the chicken. Now, per serving, there are 550 calories, 25 grams of fat, 10 of them are saturated, 197 milligrams of cholesterol, 610 milligrams of sodium, 34 grams of carbohydrates, 2 grams of fiber, 2 grams of sugar, and 44 grams of protein. Now, a review of the pickled chicken piccata ingredients. 4 thin, skinless, boneless chicken breast cutlets, 1 1/2 teaspoons of dill pickle seasoning, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, all-purpose flour, that's for coating, 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, 4 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 3 cloves of garlic, thinly sliced, 1/4 cup of chopped dill pickles, plus 1/4 cup of pickle brine, 1.5 cups of low-sodium chicken broth, 6 ounces of extra-wide egg noodles, and 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh dill. Now we'll move from chicken piccata to nachos. These are bacon, egg, and cheese nachos. This recipe serves 4. You'll need thick-cut bacon diced, canned refried beans, red enchilada sauce, tortilla chips, gojita cheese crumbled, eggs, freshly ground pepper and kosher salt, some sliced scallions, some diced avocados, and a lime cut into wedges. Now, these are specific amounts. 6 slices of thick-cut bacon diced. 1 16-ounce can of refried beans. 3/4 cup of red enchilada sauce. 12 ounces of tortilla chips. 4 ounces of cojita cheese crumbled. 4 large eggs. Kosher salt and freshly ground pepper. 2 scallions sliced. 1 avocado diced. And 1 lime cut into wedges. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees. Cook the bacon in a large nonstick skillet over medium-high heat until crisp, about 8 minutes. Remove to a paper towel-lined plate with a slotted spoon. Pour off all but 2 tablespoons of bacon fat and set the skillet aside. While the bacon cooks, combine the refried beans and 1/2 cup water in a small saucepan and cook over medium heat, stirring occasionally until smooth and warmed through, about 5 minutes. Heat the enchilada sauce in another small saucepan over medium heat until just bubbling, 3 to 4 minutes. Spread the tortilla chips in an even layer on a rimmed baking sheet. Top with the beans, 1/2 of the enchilada sauce, and 1/2 of the cheese. Bake until the chips are toasted and all the ingredients are hot, 8 to 10 minutes. Meanwhile, heat the reserved bacon fat over medium-high heat. Add the eggs and cook until the whites are set but the yolks are still runny, about 4 minutes. Season with salt and pepper. Remove the nachos from the oven and top with the fried eggs, the remaining enchilada sauce and cheese, the bacon, scallions, and avocado. Serve with the lime wedges. Now, per serving, there are 870 calories, 49 grams of fat, 13 grams are saturated, 227 milligrams of cholesterol, 1,750 milligrams of sodium, 83 grams of carbohydrates, 13 grams of fiber, 3 grams of sugar, and 30 grams of protein. Now, a reminder of the ingredients for the bacon, egg, and cheese nachos. 6 slices of thick-cut bacon diced, 1 16-ounce can of refried beans, 3/4 cup of red enchilada sauce, 12 ounces of tortilla chips, 4 ounces of cojita cheese crumbled, 4 large eggs, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 2 scallions sliced, 1 avocado diced, and 1 lime cut into wedges. The next recipe I'd like to share with you is a recipe for spinach feta and sausage galette. This recipe serves 4. It uses refrigerated pie dough, extra virgin olive oil, sliced dark green parts of scallions, packaged baby spinach, dried oregano, freshly ground pepper, part skim ricotta cheese, crumbled feta cheese, grated lemon zest, spinach and feta chicken sausages, and some assorted pickles, olives, and or antipasto vegetables. Specific amounts. 1 round refrigerated pie dough. That's half of a 14-ounce package. 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil. 3 scallions sliced, the dark green parts separated. 1 5-ounce package of baby spinach. 1 half teaspoon of dried oregano. Freshly ground pepper. 1/4 cup of part skim ricotta cheese. 3 ounces of feta cheese crumbled. 1 teaspoon of grated lemon zest. 2 spinach and feta chicken sausages, that's 6-ounce size, thinly sliced on an angle. And some assorted pickles, olives, and or antipasto vegetables. Preheat the oven to 450 degrees. Line a baking sheet with parchment paper. Unroll the pie dough onto the parchment and crimp the edges, creating a slight lip. Refrigerate the crust while you prepare the other ingredients. Heat the olive oil in a large skillet over a medium-high heat. Add the white and light green scallion parts until completely wilted, another 2 minutes. Stir in the oregano, season with pepper, and cook 30 more seconds. Transfer the mixture to a cutting board and roughly chop. Transfer to a bowl and add the ricotta, 2 ounces of feta, and the lemon zest. Stir to combine. Spoon the filling onto the prepared pie crust, spreading it to the edge. Top with the sliced sausage. Bake until the crust is deep golden brown, 20 to 22 minutes. Remove from the oven and let sit on the baking sheet 5 minutes. Sprinkle the remaining 1 ounce of feta and the dark green scallions on top. Slice into wedges and serve with the pickles. Now, per serving, this is equal to 470 calories, 31 grams of fat, 12 of them are saturated, 56 milligrams of cholesterol, 744 milligrams of sodium, 34 grams of carbohydrate, 2 grams of fiber, 1 gram of sugar, and 15 grams of protein. Now, a review of the ingredients for the spinach, feta, and sausage glut. 1 round refrigerated pie dough, that's half of a 14-ounce package. 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil. 3 scallions sliced, dark green parts separated. 1 5-ounce package of baby spinach. 1 half teaspoon of dried oregano. Freshly ground pepper. 1/4 cup of part skim ricotta cheese, 3 ounces of feta cheese crumbled, 1 teaspoon of grated lemon zest, 2 spinach and feta chicken sausages, 16 ounces each, thinly sliced on an angle, and assorted pickles, olives, and or antipasto vegetables. Now here's a recipe for pork tenderloin with carrot beet salad. This serves 4. It uses a large pork tenderloin, about 1.5 pounds, kosher salt, freshly ground pepper, some ground coriander and ground turmeric, extra virgin olive oil, white balsamic vinegar, honey, golden beets peeled, carrots peeled, a small red onion, very thinly sliced, packed fresh cilantro, roughly chopped, and unsalted pistachios, roughly chopped. Now, the specific amounts are 1 large pork tenderloin, about 1.5 pounds, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 4 teaspoons of ground coriander, 1 1/4 teaspoons of ground turmeric, 7 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, 1/4 cup of white balsamic vinegar, 1 tablespoon of honey. 2 golden beets, that's about 12 ounces, peeled. 2 carrots peeled. 1/2 small red onion, very thinly sliced. 1/2 cup of loosely packed fresh cilantro, roughly chopped. And 1/4 cup of roasted unsalted pistachios, roughly chopped. Preheat the oven to 425 degrees. Season the pork generously with salt and pepper. Rub all over with 2 teaspoons of coriander and 3/4 teaspoon of turmeric. Heat 1 tablespoon of olive oil in a large oven-proof skillet over medium-high heat. Add the pork and brown on all sides, about 3 minutes total. Transfer the skillet to the oven and roast until a thermometer inserted into the center registers 140 degrees for 15 minutes. Transfer to a cutting board to rest. Meanwhile, in a large bowl, whisk together the remaining 2 teaspoons of coriander and the 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric, the vinegar, honey, and remaining 6 tablespoons of olive oil until smooth. Season with 1/2 teaspoon of salt and a very few grinds of pepper. Pour about 2 tablespoons of the dressing into a small bowl and set aside. Using the large holes of a box grater, grate the golden beets and carrots into the bowl with the remaining dressing. Add the red onion, cilantro, pistachios, and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Toss well. Slice the pork and drizzle the reserved dressing on top. Serve with a carrot beet salad. Now, per serving, there are 510 calories, 32 grams of fat. The cholesterol is 95 milligrams, 627 milligrams of sodium, 19 grams of carbohydrates, 4 grams of fiber, 11 grams of sugar, and 37 grams of protein. Now, a review of the ingredients for the pork tenderloin with carrot beet salad. 1 large pork tenderloin, that's about 1.5 pounds, kosher salt, and freshly ground pepper. 4 teaspoons of ground coriander, 1 1/4 teaspoon of ground turmeric, 7 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, 1/4 cup of white balsamic vinegar, 1 teaspoon of honey, 2 golden beets, that's about 12 ounces, peeled, 2 carrots peeled, 1/2 small red onion, very thinly sliced, 1/2 cup of loosely packed fresh cilantro, roughly chopped, and 1/4 cup of roasted unsalted pistachios, also roughly chopped. Finally, from inside the test kitchen in this magazine, there's this little note. It's entitled Good Gear. You might be tempted to steam vegetables in the microwave, but a steamer basket is a better way to go. The veggies come out perfectly crisp, tender. A collapsible steamer is a good choice. It adjusts to different size pots and doubles as a colander. Well, that's all the time we have for the Cook's Corner. This has been your reader, Barbara. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I wish for you a wonderful day.